Hello everyone and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends. It's a special bonus episode. I'm Michael and I've seen Friends over 1,000 times. And we have a bit of silence there because we, for the first time ever, we're flying solo without Elizabeth. She's decided to go and have a baby and she's off taking care of that business, and so she's left me to kind of man the station to myself. And that's part of the reason why I'm on my own, and it's probably part of the reason why I'm sounding a little bit more Scottish, because I'm actually joined in the studio today by my own parents. Hi Mum, hi Dad.
Hi Michael, hi everyone.
Nice to have you here. We're not going to sit down and watch an episode. We're going to continue on when Elizabeth gets back to watch an episode. We're also joined by little baby Guntherella, aka Nora. Hi Nora. So we're not watching an episode today, but we thought, because our lovely listeners have been so patient with us during this inconvenience that Elizabeth has put upon the show, that we would do a little bonus episode. As I said, my parents are visiting from Scotland, which is why my Scottish accent has come back out. It is definitely still me. But one of the presents they've brought me, you know, parents just, they know exactly, you know, if they haven't seen their kids in a long time, they know what they want. And, you know, I would have liked a bottle of whiskey from the homeland or something like that. But instead, my mum's brought a present. She put an envelope on the table and it was a Friends quiz. A Friends quiz, 30 questions plus 8 pictures, which will go great with the podcast. But Mum, can you explain it a little bit better? What's going on with this?
Well, Michael, I saw this and it really just had your name on it as far as I was concerned. And I thought, I'm going to buy that. See if you're quite as good as you would have us all believe.
Where did you find it?
Well,
this isn't like an official book or anything like that.
No. This was down in a little place in the north of England called Tynemouth. And they have a market on each Sunday. And I went down and this guy is on the stall. He's called Ordinary Joe.
Okay.
And he will make up quizzes on any topic that you want. He also has facts for every day of the year, going back from to 1928. So they're great for birthdays, anniversaries, or if you've got a friend's crazy son living abroad, it's a good present to take.
So is it anything before 1928, Google just doesn't look up for you?
Oh, I think he knows all these facts in his head. I don't think he uses Google.
Okay.
So anything to do with telly, hit parades, cinema, what's been happening in the news, you can email Joe.
So sorry, go on.
Ordinary Joe, J-O-E, 44, at hotmail.co.uk.
Very good.
So, get your requests in. He'll be delighted.
So, did you request that he make this up for me, or did he just happen to have this lying about?
This was one of the many thousands that he already had made up in an envelope. I haven't seen the questions either, so this is going to be the grand opening of the envelope.
And we have intentionally kept Elizabeth away because we don't know the questions, so there might be some spoilers in there. If there's no spoilers, or maybe we'll curate it a little bit, we'll maybe do a follow-up episode where Elizabeth does the quiz and we'll see who does a little bit better at it.
Okay.
Can you explain to me, because on the envelope it's F, the Friends is almost an acronym, it's F dot R dot I dot, did he explain what the reasoning behind that?
I think he just likes using the full stop on his typewriter.
Yeah, on his
typewriter. I have no idea. He didn't explain it at all.
Okay, well this will be interesting. So there's 30 questions. We'll try and fly through them, but we invite you to play along at home. That's the important thing. So you'll ask the question. I'll maybe pause a little bit before I give my answer, and then if you want the picture rounds, we'll probably put it on our Twitter and Instagram, so you can follow us on Twitter at FriendsPod to play along with the picture round, and you can check us out on Instagram by searching for the Friends Till the End podcast on there. So why don't we do that? If you can play the role of Quizmaster Mum,
okay,
and Dad, if you can play the role of Martin Crane, so you can just sit in your comfy chair in the corner and just make some wise-ass comments about my pretentiousness, that would be great.
I think he'll be very good at that part.
Okay.
Right, okay, let's just get going. Friends quiz number one, Michael. I think your dad might even know this one. What was the name of the group who sang the theme tune?
That would be the Rembrandts.
Do you want me to tell you if you're correct or not?
Yes, let's just...
Okay, you are incorrect. No, you're not. Yes. You're correct.
Oh, you're going to do that every time? You're going to do that every...
Number two.
I'm going to keep my own score, I'm just going to say. So, okay. Honor system, but that is one for one for
okay.
me.
Okay. Number two. Which famous figure is depicted in a statue under the central perk counter?
They've gone from the
now,
easiest...
Don't start saying, oh, they're not very good
questions. No. I'm going to... It's a good question. Mm-hmm. It's just funny. They've gone from what would probably be the most obvious piece of Friends trivia to the most obscure. I was expecting it to start very easy and build its way up, but they've actually just gone from the easiest question to the hardest. Mm. Well, can you read it again for me, please?
Which famous figure is depicted in a statue under the central perk counter?
In a statue underneath the central perk counter?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Is that you giving me a clue?
Ronnie could be coming in with a bonus.
It couldn't possibly... well... I'm going to say Stan Laurel.
The clock has ended. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. For a bonus, Ronnie?
Beethoven.
No. Buddha.
Oh, there's a Buddha. Okay. Well, I've got 50-50 right now. That's fine.
Okay, number three. Who bought a glass parrot... and white dog when getting a job at Days of Our Lives?
I'm pausing to allow our listener to answer. But again, they've swung back to the easy side of things. Everyone knows that old Joey was the one that got a job in Days of Our Lives.
Correct.
Good.
Number four. Which actor featured as Phoebe's submarine guy?
Submarine guy?
Which actor featured as Phoebe's submarine guy?
I believe that would be Charlie Sheen.
Correct.
Good.
And number five. What was the Christian name of Ross and Monica's Nana?
Oh. I think this is a question that is asked the other friends when they do their own quiz show of the lives of them. And it's something a bit strange, and it begins with an A. It's either Alfina or Athlina, or I think it's Alfina. Alfreda. Oh, I don't know.
I think I'll let you have it. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Althea.
Althea.
A-L-T-H-E-A. Althea. Althea.
Okay.
As in Althea and Donna.
I think I'll give myself a half point for that. I'll give myself a half for that.
Number six. Who is the oldest of the six friends in real life?
In real life. Oh, let me see. In real life. In the show, I think it's Ross.
It's in real life. Who is the oldest of the six friends in real life?
Now, yes, and then. Oh. Yeah. Does Gunther count? No.
Is he one of the six friends?
Well, in my mind, he's one of the six friends, and then Ross is one of the tag-alongs. I think I still think it's David Schwimmer. I know he's not... No, it's... I'll say Schwimmer. I don't think that's right, but I'll say Schwimmer.
You can have a guess, Ronnie.
I don't know a real name.
Well, which one is it? Pauses are not good on radio.
Chandler's wife.
That's a spoiler.
Yeah, we've still not got there.
Yeah, we haven't got there yet.
You've already spoiled that. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, well, not...
It's great because we have told this story on the podcast and now people have got to witness, my dad spoiling Friends for people.
Well, we won't know whether
Monica
that's right or not.
Is who he's saying, Courtney Cox.
Right, well, I'm not going to... Well, he's wrong anyway.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's Lisa...
Lisa Kudrow.
Kudrow.
Okay.
And just an interesting fact is, do you know who the youngest is?
I think it's Courtney Cox.
No, it's Jennifer Aniston. Okay.
Well, that's not really Friends trivia. That's just... That's actor trivia.
I think you'll find it is, anyway. Which of the Friends stars appeared in a Coca-Cola advert in 1990?
It's either Courtney Cox or Matt LeBlanc or Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, well, there you are. It's one of them. Well, I'll tell you.
No. It's Matt LeBlanc.
It is one of them, and it is Matt LeBlanc.
Yes, yes.
Number 8.
Oh, God. I've got 4.5 out of 8 so far.
Which film star played Paul the Chicken Boy?
Paul the Chicken Boy?
Which film star played Paul the Chicken Boy?
What would the chicken be about? Bruce Willis.
Is correct.
Yes.
Whoa,
we're about. We're
that was
just
a surprise.
We're about to get to Paul the Chicken Boy on our timeline. We're only an episode or two away, but Elizabeth doesn't know that yet, and she never will, because she will not listen to this episode, just like all the other episodes.
Number 9, Vincent Ventresca played which fun character in the series?
Mr. Heckles.
Incorrect. Fun Bobby.
Oh, well. Yes, I suppose the clue is in it there. Okay.
10. What creature does Ross dress as to teach Ben about Hanukkah?
Do you mean Hanukkah?
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. The very famous Jewish holiday. He dressed up as the holiday armadillo.
Hanukkah.
H-A-N-U-K-K-E-H.
Hanukkah.
But an armadillo is what he dressed up as.
That is correct.
Yes, it is. I have to say, I'm going to take a wee break, 11 questions
okay,
or whatever
yes,
it is, but your quiz master, he's doing a good job. This is a good mix of difficult,
well,
easy.
I tell you. Get emailing ordinaryjoe44@hotmail.co.uk.
It's only fair.
I actually don't know the guy personally, but he is very passionate about what he does.
Yeah, you spent quite good. A while.
And he only charges about 50 pence or a pound.
50 pence for a quiz?
Yeah. And you got one free.
Does he know all the knowledge himself, or does he just go home and Google it?
Oh, I think he knows it all of that.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, number 11. Who appeared as Phoebe's gay husband?
The actor?
Yeah.
I believe it is Steven Zahn, or Steve Zahn.
It is,
good.
Correct. Number 12. Why did Joey propose to Phoebe?
This is our listener's first time hearing little
this
baby Guntherella in the background.
This is little Guntherella's first episode.
Why did Joey propose to Phoebe? Because he thought she was pregnant.
Correct. Good answer.
That's one Elizabeth. That's a spoiler for Elizabeth.
Okay. How many times was Ross married?
Three.
Correct. And how is Rachel introduced in the opening episode when meeting up with Monica?
She runs into Central Perk in her wedding dress, having just flown from her wedding. Thanks, Dad. She's flown the coop.
How is Rachel introduced in the opening episode when meeting up with Monica? Hey.
Oh, you mean the actual quote?
No, I think I'll give it to you. She's introduced as a runaway bride when leaving her fiancé at the altar.
I didn't say it word for word.
No,
but
you
that,
didn't.
That would have been quite strange.
On this
if
occasion,
I
will give you full marks.
How many questions are we in?
That's done 15.
Okay, so we're halfway through at this point. If you are playing along at home, add up your scores at the halfway point. I currently have 10.5 out of 15.
Excuse me, could I ask you where you got a half?
from Alfrina. Yes. I'm not giving myself a full point for that, but I think I got pretty close, so I'm giving myself half a point for that.
Can I suggest you give the public a wee bit longer to think about their answers?
Well, they can pause. They can pause
they
it.
They can pause it.
Okay,
yeah, right, you're just right. Not really up with the technology now. That's it.
They either know it or they don't.
You can pause, yeah. Uh-huh. Right, are we ready?
You've turned from Martin to Roz with your watching, producing the show.
Okay.
All right, question 16. Yes, we're on to the second part. When is the picture rounder? Is that separate? It's 30 questions plus 8 pictures.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll post them
30
later.
Questions plus 8 pictures. Pictures are not great for the radio.
No, but we'll post them on our Twitter and our Instagram. So we'll
radio.
Post them.
Okay. For a gramophone.
It's internet radio.
The West of America.
What is the manager's name at Central Perk?
Now, I'm not going to fall into the trap and say Gunther. I think it is the gentleman that appears, I think, only twice in the earlier seasons, and I believe his name is Perry.
Well, you should have fallen into the trap because the answer is Gunther.
Perry's the owner! Damn it, Michael! I thought it was a trick question.
No, it's not.
What's the quizmaster's name?
Oh, he is... Ordinary Joe, 44,
Ordinary Joe,
at hotmail.co.uk.
You tricked me.
Damn it.
Who was Chandler and Joey's eccentric neighbour?
Well, that's got to be Mr. Heckles, I think. But that was everybody's eccentric neighbour.
Well, the answer is Mr. Heckles.
He was more Monica and Rachel's eccentric neighbour.
And Joey maybe were there first. What type of Gibson guitar does Phoebe play?
Oh, God. An electric one.
No.
I don't know different types of... Do you want to name a type of Gibson, Dad?
It could be... Sunbird?
No.
No. No idea. I couldn't name you one.
It's a Gibson Gospel.
Okay. Good.
Mm.
He's not listening.
How many sisters does Joey have?
7.
The answer is 7, correct, Michael? Yes. Number 20. Which rock star's video did Courtney Cox appear in, and what was the song?
Rock star implies that it's not a band, but I think it's a band. Could you point me in that direction at least?
I would just stay clear of that direction.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a rock star.
A rock star. I thought she was in an Aerosmith video, but... Bruce Springsteen.
And what was the song?
Born to Run.
Oh, what was it then?
Certainly wasn't Born to Run.
Dancing in the Dark.
Spot on.
Are you joking?
No.
Is that it?
Yeah. Dancing in the Dark.
I'm only giving a half a point because I wouldn't have got Bruce Springsteen in there. So.
Right, we are with question 21.
Oh God, I'm not doing well.
Which occupation does Ross have a PhD in?
Paleontology.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That just seemed like a trick question.
I know. Which one of the friends has the middle name of Muriel?
Chandler.
Correct.
Yes.
What was the title of the song that got Phoebe noticed by a record company?
Smelly Cat, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Which of the friends' stars is the only one to not have been nominated for an Emmy? You want the question again?
No.
No?
Well, maybe our listeners will, and it will buy me some time.
Okay. Which of the friends' stars is the only one not have been nominated for an Emmy?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Monica.
Mum, what's her
name? Surely not Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox.
It is Courtney Cox.
Is it? She's the best one.
Well, that's just in your opinion.
That's disgraceful.
What was Phoebe's alter ego called and how she introduced herself in a Las Vegas casino?
I believe it's Regina Phalange.
It is, yes, correct.
That's a classic bit of Friends trivia, that.
So we've now got the last five questions.
Okay.
What's your score at the moment out of 25?
17.
Mm.
17, 19, 20, 21.
You could get 22 out of 30 if you're lucky. Right, here goes, last five. Which Russian city does the scientist Guy go to on a 3-year research trip? Which Russian city does the scientist guy go to on a 3-year research trip?
Of course, that science guy is David, played by Hank.
We didn't ask for that. No bonus points.
In fact,
one deducted for being smart.
Did fantastic voice work in The Simpsons and Moses Lack and all of
them.
And of course, David.
And the clock is ticking.
And his travelling companion, whose name I don't remember, went to Minsk.
Correct. Yeah.
Which is not actually in Russia.
Belarus.
Which we got there. In which year was the last one episode made?
Made or aired?
Made.
Oh, it's probably about the same. 2003.
2004.
Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Right.
Who stalks Joey when he is on Days of Our Lives?
Brooke Shields. Erica is the character name.
Erica, correct. Right. Mm-hmm.
Is that what the answer says? So
the answer says Erica.
Okay, so if the listener says Brooke Shields, I'm afraid you're not correct. You had to have got the name right.
What nationality is the girl that Joey and Chandler fight over one Thanksgiving?
She's a Dutch girl.
Correct.
Yes.
Now, final question. What is the name of Joey's favourite TV show?
Baywatch.
Correct. I think you dropped one out of that five, didn't you?
So I finished with a respectable, but I don't think by any means particularly impressive, 21 out of 30. And we invite you all to play along at home and tweet us at FriendsPod your score. So if you manage to, this is the ultimate game of bamboozle. If you're able to bamboozle me, you can get publicly celebrated on the podcast. If you got better than 21 out of 30, and if you did worse than me, then you can be publicly shamed, and you still have to get in touch at FriendsPod. The picture round will save for another time, because I think Elizabeth wants to come out and socialise. But we'll post the picture around on our Instagram and our Twitter, so you can catch that as well. There's eight questions there, but it looks as if it's just celebrity cameos, which I think will be quite easy. So yeah. You can check that out at FriendsPod on Twitter and at Instagram with all the rustling paper. Mum and Dad, thank you very much.
A pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Well, you listen. You're the only one that listens to this podcast. Will you listen to this episode, even though that you were there for it?
I think your ratings will go up now I'm in it. I'll be sending it off to all my friends.
Well, thank you, and thank you again to Average Joe 44 for this wonderful quiz. It was.
I think you'll find it's Ordinary Joe. Ordinary JOE 44. Yeah, not Average Joe. I think he's more than average. Yes. Ordinary Joe 44 at hotmail.co.uk. Get your requests in. Any topic you like, he can do it.
All right, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having us, Michael.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back with a normal episode at some point, presumably. Cheers. Cheerio.